Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Pride and Deception, was written by Karen Huang. Loving God, thank you for your gentle, nudging correction. With my shoulders slumped, I murmured those difficult words. I've been so arrogant, thinking I could do it all on my own. For months, I'd been enjoying successful work projects, and the accolades lulled me into trusting my capabilities and rejecting God's leading. It took a challenging project for me to realize I wasn't as smart as I thought. My proud heart had deceived me into believing I didn't need God's help. In Obadiah chapter 1, the powerful kingdom of Edom received discipline from God for its pride. Edom was located amid mountainous terrain, making her seemingly invulnerable to enemies. Edom was also a wealthy nation, situated at the center of strategic trade routes and rich in copper, a highly valued commodity in the ancient world. It was full of good things, yet also full of pride. Its citizens believed their kingdom was invincible, even as they oppressed God's people. But God used the prophet Obadiah to tell them of his judgment. Nations would rise up against Edom, and the once powerful kingdom would be defenseless and humiliated. Pride deceives us into thinking we can live life on our terms without God. It makes us feel invulnerable to authority, correction, and weakness. But God calls us to humble ourselves before Him. As we turn from our pride and choose repentance, God will guide us toward total trust in Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from the book of Obadiah, verses 1 through 4. This is what the Sovereign Lord says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say, "Rise, let us go against her for battle. See, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights, you who say to yourself, 'Who can bring me down to the ground?' Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down," declares the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, when we experience success, help us to keep a humble heart and celebrate it as your success through us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.